The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Therapy Session for the Homies. Well, that's what we like to call it.
Join us each week for a candid conversation discussing spirituality, sexuality, holistic views,
and most importantly, how to stay away from the negative-ish.
While we sit back, unwind, and unlock
on the Sip and Sage podcast.
Hey, jean jacket cuties in the building.
Yes.
For another session of the Sip and Sage podcast.
Welcome. It's your homegirl, Ray.
And I'm your homegirl, Des.
And welcome to another episode of the Sip and Sage podcast here with the one and only Morris Media Studios.
Woo woo.
Yes.
Another week. We back. Live. Full effect.
Yes.
I'm digging
Destiny.
It. How you been?
I've been good. I've been great. Living great. It's Black History Month.
It is.
I get excited every time it's February because it's Black History Month.
Really love our people, yes.
I mean, I guess I'm just so pro-Black. Days.
Like, every day is Black History to me. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, pro-Black in me, I just be celebrating all throughout the year.
No, definitely.
I guess it's like public recognition. Like, oh, they recognize us. We got a month. Like, it's 12 months in a year. Why we only get a month?
True.
But we celebrate WP history every day.
Shaking
like we're sitting
head.
On a bench. We don't really play every day. Anybody? Nah, but I feel it. That's cool.
I've
anything
been
else?
Though.
What you happy about Black History Month? Anything else you happy about?
What?
Nothing. I'm
just what? You just got this big old grin on your face. What's going on, sister girl? No, nothing, no reason. But I just know that this weekend I'm spending some time with a friend.
Oh.
Well, just a day. Just a day.
A day, huh?
Okay.
That's what's up, though, you know?
How are you? Mm. First things first, tell the listeners about Houston. H-Town.
Oh, it was
how
lit.
Was that?
It was, it was fun. I need to, like, get in the gym ASAP. But, yeah, it was fun. The food is, like, really good out there. Like,
really?
Oh my God, like, and the men, baby.
Tell us about the men, girl.
Let me tell you.
I was
just like, oh.
Did they show you some hospitality while you were out there?
Yeah, good Southern hospitality. Mm. Excellent Southern hospitality.
Good to know, girl. Good to know.
Yes, but other than that, I've been really good. Just preparing for Mercury retrograde because you
that's
know we're
coming
going
soon?
Backwards. Yes, the 17th. So I'm just preparing for that. You know, because you know shit just always go haywire during that period of time.
Doesn't it always?
Yeah, I'm just making sure I stay grounded. You know. Continue with my routines. Don't commit to anything during that period because, you know, it's just not a good time. Things are uneasy. So I'm just preparing for that. But
right.
Other than that, just still living my life like it's golden.
As you should. Living my life like it's golden.
Yeah, but I see you are spending, you know, V-Day is coming up. So is this friend a part of, you know, attached to the holiday or is this just a weekend with a friend?
I would say what a weekend with a friend
yeah,
for right now.
You're a liar. But it's cool. We ain't gonna get into that. But I do want to get it because I feel like I've been gone, so we haven't caught up. I do want to get into some Chronicles.
Yes, let's get into that, please.
These dudes be out here tripping. That's just the...
They be tripping?
The start of it for me. I don't know what your situation is like and what your experiences are, but me... Y'all, it seems like when we came up with this topic, it just
stuff
it,
been happening.
It's just been coming. And I just been like, wow. Like, what are the odds of that?
So,
let's get into it. So, I decided to try online dating this year. And listen, y'all,
let me take a sip.
First message was like, hey, nice pics. You look like you like anal. What? Come from, like, do I have the I like anal face or something? Like it's like it just blew me for a loop.
My wine almost
listen
got,
I was
my,
like
my
I don't
iPad
know
almost
I don't,
got wine on it
I don't second. Know if I'm built for this.
anal
just straight out, straight to the point, no chaser. Like, I was like, bang, bang, like, shots fired. I wasn't ready for it.
I know you wasn't, okay.
And I definitely didn't respond, because I still don't
know
what to this day, I still don't know what to say to that. Like, and for the record, no, I don't like anal, but still, it's just like, yo, y'all is wilding out here. Wilding, straight wilding. Like, I just didn't know what to do. Have you ever had any crazy online dating experiences?
Yes, I actually have. A guy I was talking to online dating-wise a couple years back, and we were chit-chatting, everything was good, and then I just noticed, have you ever dealt with somebody who was too clingy when it came to, like, y'all talking, or whatever the case may be? I will never forget this particular person, because he was a sicko. Like, he had problems, y'all. So, at the time I was working security, so I had, like, crazy hours. And I would tell him, like, yeah, we'll hang out. Yeah, we'll do this. We'll go out to eat. But then, you know, something will always come up as far as, like, my work schedule. Make the long story short, girl, when I tell him I couldn't make it, or if I told him I couldn't do this, I was all type of BF bombs and all these ho words. And men getting their feelings too easily.
I don't understand why, though. Like, why?
He gets too clingy. Like, oh, you don't want to see me. You don't miss me. I never met you. What do you mean? We ain't been to the bar and had a drink. How can I miss you? We're only texting, bro. We're only texting. You live 5 minutes up the street. Okay, I have a life.
Like, that, like, for real. These men, I don't understand why they cling so hard. Like, I was talking to someone that was older, maybe in, you know, mid-50s, and they were telling me, they said something that stuck with me, and it really stuck out. It said, people are not to be owned or controlled.
Right.
They're only meant to be experienced. You can't control or own nobody. Like, not even your own child. Like, you cannot control or own them. Like, it's only meant to be experienced. And in a relationship setting, I feel like people misconstrue that idea of relationships equals ownership. You don't own me. You don't control me.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
What is wrong with you? And I have a story pertaining that and dealing with red flags, because
yes,
I feel like I dodged a bullet.
We gotta stop. And one thing about us ladies, we gotta stop ignoring the red flags, because I feel like as women, this podcast right now, we're talking to us women right now, our black women. Because
they're,
we have
every woman. Don't just say black women. See, it's Black History Month. You singling this out. Every woman, don't ignore them
that
mofo
too.
Red flags, because I didn't see it all, like, through every race, like, so it's not just black women that ignore the red flags, it's every woman, like, and even men, don't misconstrue it, we ain't gonna be out here, you know, portraying sexism,
yeah,
because it's a woman out here that be on that
that's
BS,
trifling.
And you men need to run when running is necessary, like, for real.
So how did you dodge this bullet?
Okay, boom, referring back to Houston, I was in Houston. And referring, but it all intertwines. So this story has to do with Houston, dating apps, red flag, control.
So it's just a little mixture power.
It's a concoction of BS. Okay, so long story short, met a dude on a dating app. Okay, he was cool. You know, we texted, FaceTime here and there. I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Houston, where I am. And he just all of a sudden just clinged on like a baby on a titty. Like, It was just like,
that's bad when they cling like a baby on a titty.
I'm trying to travel with you. Like, I'm trying to be on this vibe with you all 2020, blah, blah. Which, don't get me wrong, it's cool, but I don't even know you. Like, you could be crazy. And let me tell you.
He was great.
It was like a Lifetime movie, y'all. So, long story short, I am in a place right now where I'm not that consistent when it comes to, like, communicating. Even with, like, friends and stuff. Because I just be doing stuff in my work. Like, everything that I be into
guilty.
I would, like, dead ass stop replying in the middle of a conversation. I'm working on it, though. Like, and I admit that flaw. Like, I recognize it and I'm working on it. You know, and I brought that to his attention. Like, yo, I'm not as consistent as you want me to be, as you need me to be. Because right. That's not where I'm at in my life right now. And I'm definitely not trying to get serious with somebody I met a week ago. Like, and I haven't even met right. you. Like, what in the catfish is going on? So, long story short, he gets an attitude because we're talking on the phone. I'm on vacation. I'm in Houston. I tell him I'm going to call him back. Of course, I'm having fun. I forget. The next morning, I wake up to a series of, like, I gotta like, tell y'all.
Are you going to read them?
Yes, I'm going to read some of these messages because this dude is psycho. Like, and when I see you, I'm going to smack fire from you. But let's go refer back to these messages.
Please read them.
What did he say? Ah, where's the message? I can't find it. Wait. Oh, there you go. All right. So he sent me about 30 text messages, but I'm going to just read like two. Okay. So I didn't respond. And he tells me like, he hit me with the have a nice life, y'all. He hit me with that. But mind you, I was asleep. So I'm like, okay, I wake up to it. I'm like, I'm in this place where I don't have to explain myself to nobody. Because once again, you don't control nor do you own me. So I feel like I don't have to explain myself. So I ignore it. I'm like, it is what it is. He and his feelings, right? So I start posting on Instagram. I guess he sees it. He gets upset. And here's where the BS begins, ladies and gentlemen. He says, yo, I got a question. Why do loser bum bitches from LA that have nothing going for themselves, fucked up teeth, think they are more than what they are? Now, I think I have a pretty nice smile. So I didn't think he was talking about me at first. Like, I thought he was just legit asking a rhetorical question. Like, I'm like, oh, he tripping. I'm not going to even, you know, he probably a hurt person. Hurt people, you know? So I left it alone. I was continuously posting on Instagram, living my best life in Houston. That added fuel to the fire. He was fuming. So after that, he texts me, no answer. After about 20 text messages, he says, no answer. That's fine. Well, continue to be the basic bozo bitch parading the streets of LA with nothing going on in life. Ooh. It seems to be suiting you well. Enjoy working at the strip club in your life while getting knocked up by a nigga from Rolling 20s who was in and out of jail and hardly around to be a part of the bastard child you two created. Ah! Who were grown to be a waste of life like their mother and father. Yo. He read me for feels, but I was like, wait, like, he, how did you just create this whole scenario around my life like this? Like, I'm gonna have a gangbanging baby bastard child and like all of this random stuff, all because I didn't reply to a text. Men out here is tripping. If this is what I gotta deal with, I'd rather be single. And I'm glad I, like, seeing that he was clingy and not really biting at it. And look what, like, it was way more in depth. Like, y'all, he was going in on me. Like, and once again, I killed him with silence. Because I felt like if I would have responded, it would have just been, like, right. back and forth. But best believe, when I see him, oh, it's on and popping on site.
That's a lot. I'm
a lot to digest.
That's a lot to digest. But let's talk about it. Because I know some men like that, too. So mm-hmm. It was a guy, few years back, it was when we was out with one of your little friends.
My little friend?
Yeah, we was out with one of your
Hold up. I'm a part of the story.
Yeah, go ahead, take a sip, because you part of the story. So we was out with one of your little friends, and your friend had a friend, right?
What? Okay, damn. All right, continue. Never mind.
As the story goes on, hopefully it clicks to you. So your friend had a friend, and so you and your friend went off. Y'all went out. We separated. Then I was in the car.
I don't like this story. You wanted me to be out fast, and I am. I am, you know, good. I went off. Where did I go? I hope to the store or something.
Okay, you went to the store. We gonna say that you went to the store. You and your friend went to the store. store. So you left me with the other friend. Not like that, but you know how you do. You out with your friend, your friend, y'all got friends. He was a fine friend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say that. He was cute. Mm. So we in the car, we're talking, we're having a good time. And I remember we was talking, and next thing I know, we exchanged numbers, we get to talking. So now he wants to go on. In the car, though, he was telling me how many women he had sex with. Whoa. How he had sex with over 100 women.
Ew.
He just that nigga, I guess he was saying. So I'm automatically turned off after I find this out. So after we're texting, like, I'm kind of curving him a little bit, right? And if anybody knew me back then, I had short hair at the time. So I was
looking like somebody auntie.
Yeah. Auntie, yeah, I had the pixie going on, I had the Jada Pickett going on. So I had short hair at the time. And so I get a random text message because he asked for some naked pictures, y'all. I was like, nah, I wasn't doing that. I did some Megan Thee Stallion stuff. I sent him a picture of somebody else. It wasn't me.
Send him, what she say?
Send him a picture of somebody else. It is. So I pulled that. And then so I guess he was like, I don't think this is you. He was like, low-key catching on. Curving them.
So you can't fish somebody with the nudes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I wake up to a text message like, you a bald headed bitch. Oh, you ain't shit.
No, he didn't call you bald. Like, that's my thing. Like, why do men just choose to get disrespectful?
I didn't
want to
have sex with you. And I curved you in a nicely manner?
That kills my soul because that's what killed me
you
with him.
Pussy.
That killed me with him because prior to this, I was the most beautiful thing walking. He swore up and down that I was mixed. He just kept telling me, like, you're mixed. You're too beautiful to be black, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm black, and more black. Like, he's like, no. But then as soon as I don't give you the time of day, oh, I got effed up teeth. I'm a stripper. Like, all of this stuff.
You're
going
to have,
like,
a baby with a nigga from Rolling
Stone. Like, a bastard child. Like, what? Like, that blew my mind. Like, and don't get me wrong. I know it's probably some good dudes out there. But just what I've been dealing with as of late is some baby back bull spit. I'm just laying it out there.
That sugar honey iced tea.
Man, like, because...
Yeah.
It's so funny because I get on social media and, you know, it's Valentine's Day. So you see everybody posting their little stuff, getting ready, whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, because what I'm dealing with just relationship-wise. And I know the last time we kind of touched bases on relationships, right. I was like, oh, I was in a good place. No.
Last time we talked about relationships, I was in one. I'm single
yeah,
now.
So it's like, it's ever-changing, and I want to keep hope alive, you know? Like, I'm still
keeping hope alive.
I'm trying to
like
stay strong.
Everybody deserves love,
Everybody
y'all.
Deserves love, definitely. But it's hard out here for people. You're trying to get some money for rent. For real. Like, I'm out here.
Okay,
like, I'm out here stressed out about enough. I shouldn't be having to stress
out
about relations. Like, we supposed to be each other's peace. You're not supposed to be stressing me, and I'm not supposed to be stressing you.
I hate the controlling ones.
Don't control. Like I said, you can't control me. Like
I really hate
the saying that I'm out here, like, buck wild, but still, you can't control me.
Like, not necessarily controlling, like, you're controlling every mood, but... Like, every move that you make, not mood, but every move that you make.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that be like, what you doing? Oh, I'm out doing this. Well, can you come see me?
Oof. Come and see me for once. Like, head ass. No.
Nigga,
come see me.
Say I'm doing something?
Ugh.
Oh, okay. Well, after that, I'm going to be tired.
Right. Like... People don't have that type of understanding. It's annoying. Like, but what I've learned, though, with dating, I had to really eliminate this idea of the perfect partner for me. I had to stop searching for the one, you know?
Oh, yeah. We got to cut that shit.
Because searching for the one only ends you up in...
distress.
Yeah, situations.
Heartbreak.
Yeah, because you create this false, like, image of
what
love,
you want.
Relationship. And don't get me wrong. You can have your standards set, but don't fixate on the perfection of a person or the perfection of a relationship, because we as humans are, I feel like, we're perfectly imperfect.
We are. I definitely agree. I feel like the problem when it comes to relationships is I feel like partners need to understand that flaws that you recognize in your partner or flaws that your partner has recognized and has already told you, you have to give them time.
Right.
To fix them flaws. Shit don't happen overnight.
It definitely doesn't.
You know? And I feel like that was a lot of my problem in relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, when I would see a flaw or try to correct the flaw, either my partner felt like I should have got it like this, or I should have felt like they should have got it like this. It's always...
I agree.
That, you know?
I feel like that goes back to, like, social media, because we as millennials and generations below us, we expect things to be instant. Instant gratification, mm-hmm. instant change, instant success. Right. Just everything instant. And we have to eliminate that... I'm sorry. We have to eliminate that thought process.
Yes.
Okay, if I'm working on something, it's going to take time. They say it takes, what, 21 days to, like, break a habit, and then it takes 61 days to actually form a new habit.
Exactly.
So if somebody tells you they're going to change, don't expect next week
they going to be all good.
Yeah, not saying that they should be repeating the same mistakes or the same, you know, errors that they have, but you can't expect them to be 100% perfect, 100% right. at their best.
I agree.
And I feel like that's where we mess up, too. We don't give each other the chance to really flourish and change.
We end up sabotaging each other.
It's ironic that a lot of us don't have ourselves together, but we expect our partner to have themselves together.
Ooh, preach, Jesus.
Like, hallelujah. We expect them to be perfect, but them to wait on us while we work on ourselves, but we can't. We don't want them to be a work in progress.
I feel like in order to have a successful relationship, both parties and both partners have to work on each other with each other in order for it to work.
Yeah, it's kind of like you work on yourself by yourself, but work on yourself. Because it's like personal self, but then it's like you in a relationship. Right. That's like two different people, I feel like. And you have to work on, like,
mushing them
both.
Yeah,
bringing it together.
And that takes time.
It
definitely takes time. I agree.
Yeah.
And most importantly, when it comes... Men. I'm going to say this for the men. Because men...
You bashing, huh? They going to say men bashing today. But we not. We just fed up. Okay?
And we're not men bashing. First of all, we're venting. This is a therapy session for the homies. And the homies need to understand that these men out here...
Y'all need to get y'all homies. Period.
Exactly. Exactly. Because men, we ain't getting no younger. Okay? Mm-mm. Not I am 26, about to be 27, in 11 more months. That is a short, long period of time right now. Okay? Get it together. Yeah. The men that's in their 30s needs to get it together.
I feel like... But like
everybody needs to get it together.
But like I said...
Even me.
But
shit.
It's not everybody is bad. Like, that's the thing. Not everybody...
It's
just,
not in a bad way.
It's just... If more people got themselves in order and really practice monogamy, I feel like, you know, it would be more relationships, more marriages, more, you know, family units. It would be less broken homes, less single parent homes. And of course, that's something that's been preached for years, of course. But I always refer back to social media because I feel like it amplifies it, because it's quantity over quality. You have your quality woman right in front of you, but the quantity of beautiful women that you come across on a daily, it warps
it
your
eats
mind.
Your mind alive.
And it becomes like an addiction almost. Like you're addicted to attention.
I hate the men like that. I know
it's
a lot
women
of men.
Too, though. Like, it's everybody. Like, you become so addicted to instant gratification, instant praise, that you lose your sense of self and your sense of self-worth ultimately, because that becomes what defines your self-worth.
Right, I agree.
And it shouldn't be like that. Can we get back to the old days? Like, where, you know...
You see me for me, I see you for you, and we just become two into one.
That's it, that's all. It would be nice in a perfect world, you know?
Like the Huxtables or something?
Mm-mm,
come on.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Like Carl Winslow and, no?
Mm-mm.
Will and Jada, no?
I mean, whatever your idea of, you know, love is, or your you know, your blueprint.
What is your idea of love?
My idea of love is empathy, compassion, transparency, openness, accountability. Those are the main things for me that I look for in a partner, even when I'm not dating you. Like, I'm paying attention to the little things about your life, things that you're saying, things that, you know, how you talk, how you view your views on life, your goals. Of course, I'm not asking direct, like, what are your goals in life, blah, blah. But I just see how you move and to be able to determine, like, okay, where can I go with this? Could I see myself dating this person? It's steps. And I feel like a lot of people skip all the steps. They see you and they be like, damn, you fine. I want to make you my wife.
Let's go.
No.
And not realizing that person could be the complete opposite of what you see.
That shit crazy. I had somebody explaining that to me today because I was like, dang, like, you're kind of young for you to be divorced already. And they explained that they were trying to give the person that they seen face value the benefit of the doubt. Versus really looking at them internally and, you know, not necessarily judging, but just gauging the temperature on the person that's inside within, not face value in the potential that could be. You see what I'm saying? That's where a lot of people get lost in relationships for so many years because they hold on to the potential. I've been one of those people holding on to the potential.
Definitely.
Of what could be.
Definitely been that girl.
Instead of taking it for what it is, face value.
I can't be that girl no more. Because I've been that girl.
Like you said, we're too old.
Many times. And I'm over it. Like, I've came to the conclusion that love is love. Love is going to be what it is. And if I find it, I find it. If I don't, I don't. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to love, before we even get to love, when you're dating itself, like, this might sound a little crazy, but have you dated to just, like, date, like, as a game? Like is dating a game for you? Or has it been a game for you?
Yeah, in certain instances, it has been.
Definitely.
But as I've matured and practiced self-growth, self-awareness, I've realized that it's not a game because this is something that ultimately, it's like steps. And it's like a 12-step program. You know, you meet, you date, you fall in love, you get in a relationship, you get married. You ultimately bring life. You ultimately do all of these things that we're meant to do as humans. We are meant to procreate. We were put on this earth to procreate. Now, granted, it's some of us that have the inability to, based on, you know, certain factors in life or whatever that's going on. But for the majority of us, that is our purpose, to procreate. So sometimes I feel like I've looked at it as not that, the seriousness of procreating and just taking it for what it is, seeing how far I can go with this person, seeing what can come about for me. Like,
right.
And I've also dated sometimes for status. Like, I've dated someone, like, based on their, I feel guilty saying it, but just based on, like, what they were in life, their potential. Like, I knew that they were going to be, you know, great, like, not, yeah, gold digger-ish, but it's okay because I'm grown and I've grown from that and I'm not dating for that anymore, so I ain't gold digging no more. Woo, 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 woo. But have you ever dated, like, as a game?
Hell yeah, I have. It's sad for me to say that, but I have. I'm guilty of doing a lot of things to dudes that I shouldn't have did.
Like, have you ever cheated?
I have.
Ooh.
In a past relationship, I have. Not, like, physically, like, with penetration or nothing, but, like, emotionally, I've cheated. We'll get into that another time, though.
I'm like, huh? Okay.
There's different steps of cheating. We can get into that later. We can vent about that later.
Okay. I mean, I ain't venting because I ain't never cheated, but I'll let you vent. I got cheated on.
Well, already then. Make sure you guys can check out next week's episode of Simsage Podcast. Make sure you follow me, your girl Raylene Inez, with two Z's on the Instagram. Destiny, go ahead and tell them where they can find you at.
You can follow me at Miss Destiny Denise on Instagram.
All right, and we'll be back and see y'all next week.
Yes, don't forget to subscribe and like us. Bye.
Welcome to the therapy session for the homies. Well, that's what we like to call it.
Join us each week for a candid conversation discussing spirituality, sexuality, holistic views,
and most importantly, how to stay away from the negative ish.
While we sit back, unwind, and unlock
on the Sip and Sage Podcast.